The Science of Heat, Nick Harris, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. It's Too Hot. Put on some shorts and a t-shirt. Turn on the air conditioning. This book is going to make you feel hot. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to XYZ Radio. And now the weather. It's going to be a very hot day today, with temperatures of 38 degrees Celsius. Lots of sun and no clouds. Are you happy when you hear this because you love the heat? Or are you unhappy because you hate the heat? The dictionary says that hot means having a high temperature. But what does that tell us? Two people are sitting in a room together. One of them is sweating and wants to open the windows. The other is happily reading a book and loves the temperature. Different people feel comfortable at different temperatures. But why? Well, sometimes your body can make a difference. People who are heavy usually don't like the heat as much as people who are thin. A person's age is also important. Older people usually have more problems when it is hot. They don't sweat as easily or as much as young people. Do men's bodies adapt to the heat better than women's? Yes, men sweat more than women, so they are better at keeping their body temperatures normal when it is hot. Chapter 2. Hot Places. Many places in the world are so hot and dry, it is nearly impossible for people to live there. Deserts. The biggest and perhaps the most famous desert in the world is the Sahara, in Africa. It is about as big as the USA. If you look at a picture of this desert, you might think you were looking at a very big beach. In places like the Sahara and other hot deserts, there are a lot of sand dunes, some as high as 180 meters, and rocks. There isn't much water in deserts because it doesn't rain much. When it does rain, it often rains very hard, but only for a short time. Because of the hot, dry air, the water quickly evaporates. The Sahara is the biggest desert in the world, but is it the hottest? Not everyone agrees which is the hottest place in the world. It is difficult to say. Do we mean the highest ever temperature in one day? Or the highest temperature during a year? Or over many years? Let's look at some of the world's hot places. One day, in 2008, the Turpan Basin in China had a temperature of 66.8 degrees Celsius in the shade. In 2003, the shade temperature in a part of Queensland, Australia, was 69.3 degrees Celsius. Think about living in the Lut Desert of Iran. A thermometer there showed a shade temperature of 70.7 degrees Celsius in 2005. Nobody could live very long in that temperature. Volcanoes. If you think the Lut Desert is hot, what about deep inside the Earth? Scientists say the temperature there is about 7,000 degrees Celsius. This is so hot that the rock is not hard. It is a boiling liquid called magma. Volcanoes are mountains that have a lot of magma below them. There are about 1,500 volcanoes in different countries around the world, and there are many more under the sea. Sometimes, the magma below a volcano becomes even hotter and moves towards the top. Suddenly, the top of the volcano breaks open, and thousands of kilograms of boiling magma and ash fly up into the air. This is called a volcanic eruption. Eruptions can be very dangerous. In 1883, a volcano on the island of Krakatoa in Indonesia erupted. Almost all of the island fell into the sea, and 40,000 people lost their lives. People heard the sound of the eruption thousands of kilometers away. Mount Vesuvius in Italy has erupted many times in the past, most famously in 79 CE, when it destroyed the city of Pompeii. In 2011, an underwater volcano erupted near Japan. A tsunami followed minutes after this and killed thousands of people. So it's really hot deep inside the Earth, but it's much hotter in another place. When you are sitting on a beach and the temperature is 38 degrees Celsius, do you sometimes think about how hot it is on the sun? The heat from the sun travels 150 million kilometers to get to you. In the center of the sun, it is an amazing 15 million degrees Celsius. Now that is hot. Chapter 3. How to Survive in the Heat. Heat is dangerous, and very high temperatures can kill. Sometimes it's really important to keep cool. A healthy person's body temperature is about 37 degrees Celsius. When people exercise, their body temperatures go up, and when they sleep, their body temperatures go down. This is normal. People feel comfortable when the temperature outside their bodies is between 20 and 27 degrees Celsius. However, if the outside temperature goes higher than 30 degrees Celsius, some people start to have problems. They may feel uncomfortable and tired. If the temperature goes even higher, people can have serious health problems. The most serious is called heat stroke. This happens when a person's body temperature is higher than 41 degrees Celsius. People with body temperatures higher than 40 degrees Celsius must see a doctor as soon as possible. If they don't, they could become very sick and even die. Some people work in very hot places. Think of people working in restaurant kitchens or builders working outside in the heat of the sun. People with these kinds of jobs may have a lot of heat stress in their lives. And some people live in places that are hot almost all the time. They have to learn how to adapt to too much heat and not enough water. For example, the Bushmen of the Kalahari and the Bedouin of the Middle East do not live in one place all the time. These tribes move around looking for water, and they know where to find it. They carry their houses with them. The Bedouin wear special clothes that help to keep them cool. They wear long coats that cover all their body. The coats are thin, but they are made from wool. You might think this is unusual. People often wear wool to keep warm. But wool also keeps you cool because air can go through it. The Bedouin also wear a kind of hat that covers their head and part of their face. This means their heads do not get too hot from the sun. Many desert people use irrigation to help them grow food. They take water that is under the ground or from rivers and put it on their fields. What can you do when it's too hot? Think about a very hot summer day. The temperature is 38 degrees Celsius. How can you keep cool? Drink liquids. Water is the best. Natural fruit juice is also good. Eat small meals. Don't eat one big meal because this makes your body hotter. Take showers. It's a good idea to have several showers during the day, but the shower shouldn't be too cold. About room temperature is best. Wear the right clothes. Your clothes should be light, and when you're outside, wear a hat. And the last thing? Plan your day well so you don't have to hurry to do things. If you hurry, you have more stress, and this makes you even hotter. Chapter 4. Animals of the Desert. A desert is a very hard place for people to live, but some animals live there easily. Animals have two different kinds of blood. Humans and animals like dogs and birds have warm blood. It doesn't matter if it is hot or cold outside. Their body temperature stays the same most of the time. When a warm-blooded animal eats, it uses the food to heat its body. When it is hot, the animal sweats. The sweat evaporates, and this cools the body down. Other animals, snakes for example, are cold-blooded. They cannot keep their body temperatures the same most of the time. If it is hot outside, they are hot. If it is cold outside, they are cold. You can find both cold-blooded and warm-blooded animals who call the desert their home. Cold-blooded animals like to lie in the sun to heat up their blood. However, warm-blooded animals have a very different problem. They don't want their blood to get hotter. They need their blood temperature to always stay the same. So in hot places, they try to keep cool. If they don't, they could die. A kind of desert cat, the bobcat, does not go out in the day. It looks for food at night when the temperatures are lower. Other animals, like desert rats and mice, build their homes under the ground. They do this because it is cooler there. But perhaps the warm-blooded animal most adapted to life in the desert is the camel. For thousands of years, people have used the camel to travel across hot, dry deserts. Chapter 5. Hot Language. Sometimes we use the word hot to talk about more than the weather. What do you think this means? Simon is in very hot water with his parents. It is not nice to be in very hot water, so Simon must be feeling uncomfortable. In this example, in hot water means he did something bad, and his parents are angry with him. And what does this mean? The new smartphone is selling like hotcakes. Hotcakes are good to eat, so a lot of people buy them. Here, a lot of people are buying the smartphone because they think it is very good. And this? The problem is a hot potato for the president. It hurts to hold a hot potato in your hands. You want to throw it away. So the president has a very big problem, and he would like it to go away. And the last one. Simon is a hothead. When people get angry, their head and face become red and hot. Simon often gets angry very quickly, so people say he is a hothead. Chapter 6. What do you think? Something we hear a lot about today is climate change. The Earth is getting hotter, and this is happening very fast. Today, we have many more factories and cars than we did 100 years ago. These make a gas called carbon dioxide, or CO2. This gas goes into the atmosphere, and it stops heat from leaving the Earth. Scientists call this the greenhouse effect. A few scientists say that people are not making climate change happen. They say it is natural. It is true that the temperature of the Earth changed in the past, but most scientists believe that climate change today is happening because of the way people live. So why is climate change a problem? A very small change in the temperature of the Earth can be very bad. The ice in the Arctic and the Antarctic begins to melt. Animals that live on the ice, like polar bears, may die. When the ice melts, there is more water in the sea, and the sea gets higher. That's no problem if you live on a mountain. But if you live near the sea, your home, or even your country, could soon be underwater. Surprisingly, climate change can bring a few good things. In places like the Arctic, a warmer climate means that new kinds of plants and flowers can grow, and different animals can also live there.